I'm going to, well, the line is muted, and I'm going to go on and give this portion over to Minister Brunson.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I am so happy to be with you this morning. God is truly good, and he is in the keeping business. I had a wonderful time. I definitely missed you guys throughout the holiday season, throughout January. But as Bishop says, exposure expands you, and I feel expanded. Happy to be back in America. Hallelujah. My prayer prompt this morning is abiding in peace. And my thought process was going a certain way, but I wanted to read the verse in context to really let you all know what this really means. So according to Ephesians 2:14 through 16, for he himself, Jesus, is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility. So I was thinking, you know, he's our peace in troubled times and things of that nature. But in context, the scripture is talking about the divide between the Jews and the Gentiles. So Jesus is the one that brings us all together. So this scripture isn't just talking about peace in your circumstance. It's talking about the fact that we should have peace as Christians, no matter your background, whether you consider yourself a Jew, a Gentile, a Nubian, from the Caucasus Mountains, whatever. We should have peace because Jesus is our peace. So we'll thank in our prayer, thank God for being our peace between one another. And we'll thank him also for being our peace before our Father, who he reconciled us with through his blood. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We're honored for another opportunity to come before your presence and to ask for your help, to ask for your mercy in our time of need. We thank you, Jesus, for being our peace. According to Romans 5, while we were yet sinners, God showed off his love by sending you, Jesus, to be our peace so that we could have right relationship with our fathers. We are now the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, according to Isaiah 53:5, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our sins, and the chastisement that brought us peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Jesus, for being our peace, for being the door, the one who leads us to the Father. We thank you, Lord, for being our shalom, shalom, for being Jehovah shalom, for being our perfect peace. In spite of our situation, in spite of what we are going through, you keep us in perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you. So we accept the challenge, even in these troubled times, to stand on your word, to learn your word, to meditate on your word, to think on the good things, to think on the lovely things, to think on the pure things, to think on the good reports, so that we can dismantle any attempts at our mental health and our spiritual health. We will not rest on the last news report. We won't rest on the last doctor's report. We won't rest on the last credit report, but we will rest on your good report, the one that says that we are healed, the one that says we are free, the one that says we are saved, the one that says we are in right relationship with you, the one that says that we're not just servants but friends, and not just friends but sons and daughters of the Most High God. Right now, God, we rest in your shadow. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I pray, Lord God, that you can find us under your shadow. Find us resting in you. Find us trusting in you. Find us waiting on you. And even for those who are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, remind them that they have nothing to fear because you are walking with them. Your rod and your staff not just comforts them, but strengthens them and provides them rest, Lord God. And there is currently preparing them for the party on the other side of that valley that you prepare for them in the presence of their enemies. Lord God, we will remain confident in you that we will see your goodness in the land of the living. We thank you, Lord, that we get to walk by faith and not by sight. Our faith is in you. You are the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We believe you for all the good things that you promised us in spite of our situation, because you yourself are a personification of our peace. You didn't just give us peace. You are our peace. And the peace that you leave with us, the world didn't give and the world cannot take away. Lord God, we thank you not just for our growth spiritually, but our growth socially, even as it says in Luke 2:52, Lord God, you don't just want us to have peace with you, but you want us to have peace with our fellow man. I thank you, Jesus, for simplifying the Ten Commandments by saying, love God with everything and love your neighbor as yourself. We thank you, Lord God, for being our peace, not just with God, but with our peace with others. So I pray, Lord, that you will lead us into peace with our brothers. Before we give our next offering, burden our hearts to reconcile with our family. Give us the strength to apologize to our loved ones. Help us to right the wrong so that we can enjoy the perfect peace. I pray, Lord God, that you will make us good neighbors. And what is a good neighbor? Just like the Good Samaritan who went out of his way to provide help for someone who could not help themselves. Lord God, we don't want to be like the religious leaders and the elders and the musicians that passed by him in that time, but we want to be able to be the good neighbors and the good Samaritans that you have called us to be in these days. Lord God, help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. And for those who struggle with self-love, help us, Lord God, to remind us who we are. Remind us who we are, God, because we can't love our neighbors as ourselves if we don't regard what you've done for us and who you are in us correctly. So help us to do that, Lord God. Your word says, how can we love a God we've never seen if we hate the brother that we can see? I pray, Lord God, that you will remove the religiosity, so to speak, that causes us to build more walls. Instead, help us to build the bridges that we need to build, Lord God. That Jew and Gentile mentality was enough to keep them apart, enough to keep them at different tables. It was enough to keep them separate during holy days. But Jesus, you became their peace. You became the peacemaker. And blessed are the peacemakers, because they will be called the sons of God. Help us to be peacemakers in this time. The same peace that we enjoy because of right relationship with you, help us to bring that peace to the world. Your word says that we have become ministers of reconciliation. Once we've been drawn in to God through Jesus Christ, it has become our job to draw others. Help us to do our missionary work. Help us to do our ministry from our location. Lord God, not having a pulpit isn't an excuse to not do the ministry you've called us to do, because we are your workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do the good works you've prepared in advance. Help us to do the job that you have called us to, Lord God. Heavenly Father, right now we pray for anyone who is tormented in their heart, tormented in their spirit, tormented in their mind. And I pray, Lord, for a special blessing that you will come to their house, that salvation will come to their house, and that you will be their peace, Lord God. Give them the instructions they need, the tools they need, the resources they need, the connections that they need, so that they can walk out the full victory that you came to give. You came so that we may have life and life more abundantly. You came so that the Holy Spirit can fill us and all the fruits of the Spirit can abide in us and flow through us. And one of those fruits is peace. Peace in the midnight hour, as they say. Peace during the storm. We thank you, Lord, for modeling perfect peace. Even though there was a storm raging on the boat, you, Jesus, had a pillow and you were taking a nap, because you understood who is in control. You understood the power that resided in you. You knew who your Father is. And at that point, you were able to condemn the winds. You were able to rebuke the waves. And you allow peace to manifest itself on that water. So I pray, Lord God, that you will give us the boldness to speak to our storms, to walk out of our storms, to pull others out of their storms, Lord God, as you give us the prophetic word and as you give us instruction. We believe you for peace because you are our peace. You are our peace in human form. Even at this time, when the accuser, the adversary, the enemy comes before the throne of God and reminds God of all the bad stuff that we've done, you are our advocate. You are our peace. And you remind our Father that you already paid for our sins. You've already paid for our transgressions. You've already paid for our iniquities. We thank you, Lord, even now, as you're seated at the right hand of the Father, that you are still our peace. We honor you because heaven hasn't lost any power. Earth may be in a tizzy right now, heggly-peggly and topsy-turvy, but we understand that our sovereign God is still in control. The earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. That includes us. We are the sheep of your pasture. That includes us. We are the flock under your care. So as you care for us, and as you continue to be our peace, we will continue to worship you. We will continue to honor you. We will continue to trust you. We will continue to wait on you. You are Jehovah Shalom, our perfect peace. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen. I now pass over the link to our prayer lead.
Amen. Amen. Again, Minister Brunson, welcome back to America. Hallelujah. He's been on a tour since Thanksgiving. Over where were you, Minister?
I was in multiple cities in Germany. We did a couple concerts near the Swiss Alps. Even did a gospel concert in Vienna, Austria. So we were all over Europe for 6 weeks. We did 30 events, only 5 off days. They worked us in the cold, but I'm glad we're back. And once again, I'm happy to have the opportunity and glad to be back on the prayer line with you all.
Amen. 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 One of these days, we're going to just get you to just share your testimony. I'm sure you have a lot of them from that experience, but we give God praise for you. Again, welcome back to the prayer line, and we were praying for you. We were definitely lifting up the name of Jesus on your behalf, and we're glad that you're back here safely. Hallelujah. People of God, we praise God. Every experience that we get, hallelujah, the Lord is with us. He's opening doors. He's opening our eyes so we can see stuff. Hallelujah. So we'll know him closely. We'll have a better relationship with him as we experience life. Hallelujah. And in that, hallelujah, we're abiding in peace. Like Minister Brunson said, we are abiding in peace. And so as you abide in peace, don't let nobody ruffle your feathers. Don't let nobody get up under your skin. Don't let nothing move you. Because like he says, we know who is in control. And we have that authority, hallelujah, just like Jesus, to speak to the wind, hallelujah, and tell it to be still. We give God praise for abiding in peace. I'm going to open the floor up to Sister Mildred. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you can go forth at this time, Sister Mildred.
Amen. My verse is Job chapter 19, verse 25-26. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Confidence. Father, we bless you and we praise you on this morning. We lift you up and we give you honor, O God. God, we glorify you this morning. We glorify you for who you are in our life and for the things that you've done in our life and for the things that you're bringing us through in our life. Father, we bless you on this morning. Father, we bless you for every midst of our most deepest trials. We cling to the truth of your words, God. In the midst of our most deepest trials, oh God, we cling to the truth of your word. Father, we know on this morning you are our Redeemer, and we know that our Redeemer lives on this morning. Even when our bodies are broken and our flesh is consumed, we trust that we will see your face, oh God. We will see your face, God. Father, be our vindicator, our judge, and our hope. Strengthen our faith. Grant us perseverance even on this morning through our suffering. Grant us perseverance even on this morning when our faith is tried, Father. You are always with us, our faithful Redeemer, our forever Redeemer, and we love you on this morning, Father. Father, it is you, Father, that we hear, Father. It is you that talk to us. It is you that we trust. Father, in our flesh and in our heart when it fails, oh God, it is your strength that keeps us. It is your strength that carries us, oh God. I pray this morning, oh God, I pray this morning that you burn up what is impure and light up what is pure in us, oh Father. We thank you, Father. You are a consuming fire, Father. It is your fire, God, that guide us. It is your fire that show us your presence. It is your fire that we see your power, Father. It is your fire that represents your judgment. It is your fire, Father, that give us purification, Father. And we bless you and we thank you on this morning, oh God. Father, we thank you on this morning for helping us through our trials and through our tribulations. We thank you this morning for caring for us, for caring about our holiness and giving us comfort, Father. We have a Redeemer that lives inside of us. We have a Redeemer that restores us. We have a Redeemer that forgives us. And we have a Redeemer that we can repent to, Father. We love you and we trust you even on this morning. We trust your way, we trust your will, and we trust your word. Father, it is in you that we have our being. It is in you, Father, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Father, we pray this morning that the day will come when we see you face to face. Our skin is destroyed and our flesh will see your face, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God, when the day come, that we continue to lift up as the days come and we continue to lift up your holy name, Father. Father, we thank you for seeing our hearts and judging our hearts, Father. We thank you for being our Redeemer, our Defender, our Rescuer, and our Deliverer. We thank you on this morning, Father. You are who you are, and you are who you say you will be. Father, you mean what you say, and you say what you mean. And we're grateful for knowing that we can depend on you, God, and we can rely on you. We're thankful for knowing that you are our protector and our gatekeeper. We're thankful for knowing this morning, Father, and we bless you, God. Bless God who causes us to triumph. We bless you this morning, oh God. We thank you this morning for knowing our faith is in you, Father. We thank you this morning for knowing that you have our hearts in the palm of your hands, and we lean not to our own understanding, oh God. Father, give us this day that you have made, Father. Father, give us confidence in your promise. Give us confidence in your word. Give us confidence even when our hearts are troubled. Give us confidence, Father, when we're doing right or when we're doing wrong. Give us confidence in your word, knowing that you will bring us through all things. We trust you, oh God. Through all things, we believe in you, God. And we thank you, Jesus, for never doubting yourself going to the cross. We thank you for demonstration on this morning. We thank you for Jesus for proving yourself in the will of your Father, Father, proving yourself who you are to us, God. We thank you for allowing demonstration, God, how you, your confidence was built on the word of our Father, your Father, Father. Jesus, it was your confidence that forgiven us, forgave our sins, Father, and having faith in God. Father, we love you this morning. We love you, God. We have all sinned and fallen short of your glory. But, Father, it is you that chastens those you love. It is you that brings us back to reassurance, God. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for your ways because your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And we pray this morning, Father. We pray this morning that you continue to be our strong tower, God. Be strong in of good courage, oh God, this morning. Let us be strong and of good courage, Father, knowing that you are with us wherever we go, whatever we do, and wherever we are. You are with us, oh God. Father, and we thank you this morning, knowing that all things work together for your good. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for loving us. Father, you are our strength and our shield, and our hearts trust in you even on this morning. Man, look at the outer appearance, but the Lord, look at our hearts. We thank you for being the judge of our hearts, oh God. We thank you for knowing the purity of our hearts, oh God. We thank you for planting seeds in our hearts, oh God. We thank you, God, for flourishing us in your timing, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Wash us, oh Lord. Wash us, oh Lord, and blot out our sins and our transgressions and our wrongs, oh God. Wash us and cleanse us, oh God. Cleanse our hearts, oh God. We're thankful this morning. We're thankful, God, that we can come again into your presence. We're thankful, God, that we can lift up our hands in your presence. We're thankful, God, that we have trust in you, God. Trust in you, God. Trust in what you're going to do with our lives. We trust you that you will fulfill your promise in our life, that you will fulfill your will in our life, and that as we read your word, it will continue to come along in our lives. Father, continue to lift us up and continue to make haste to help us, God, and bring us where you need us to be in our lives, oh God. We thank you for your faithfulness on this morning, God. We thankful for your patience on this morning, oh God, and how you comfort us and how you keep us and how you forgive us, God, and how you restore us and how you renew us. You know our name, Father. You know who we are, and you know the things, who we are and what's in us, oh God. And it is you that called us out deep amongst the deep, oh God. It is you that chose us, oh God. And it is you that are cleansed us, oh God, for your glory and for your perfect will, God. You can use anything, Lord. You can use me, Father. You can use us, oh God. We're willing, oh God. We're willing, oh God. We're willing, oh God. We love you and we praise you, oh God. Use us for your glory, oh God. Cleanse us and wash us, oh God. Purify us, oh God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus on this one that you keep us, keep our minds, God, as you keep our heart. Father, help us to establish a consistent relationship with you, God. Give us a strong prayer life as we seek you, God. We put you first, oh God. We put on our armor of faith even on this morning, the armor of love on this morning, the armor of restoration on this morning. Father, we put it on this morning. You are the Holy One of Israel, God, and you do all things according to your will, your purpose, and your glory, oh God. We know you are a God that means what you say and say what you mean. Father, and we thank you for revealing yourself to us time after time. We thank you for chastening us time after time. We thank you for just glorifying, that we are able to glorify your name again, that we're able to lift you up again, that we're able to move in the midst, God. We thank you this morning, oh God. You are our strength and our rock and our fortress, Father. We love you and we praise you on this morning, and we give you praise on this morning. You are faithful, God, in all that you do. You are marvelous in all that you do. We magnify you this morning, God. We give you praise even on this morning, and we continue to lift you up this morning, God, for you alone are worthy, Father. And we thank you, Father, that you even show us in the face of our challenge, God. We've seen calmness, Father, even in the face of your challenges, Jesus. We thank you for demonstrating calmness, Father, in the face of our challenges, oh God. And the Father, help us, God, build confidence in us, build faith in us, Father. Father, let our confidence stem from the deep trust we have in your will and in your word, God. We walk by faith and not by sight, Father. Despite our challenges and our oppositions, oh God, let us remain steadfast in you, God. Let us remain steadfast in your will, Father. Let us remain steadfast in your calling, Father. We trust you, Father. We love you. You are holy, and there is none like you, Father. We thank you for laying upon the cross for our sins, Father. We thank you for just being there for us, oh God. We thank you for all that you've done in our life, God, even in our children's life, God. And we thank you, Father. We walk by faith this morning. We trust you this morning. We magnify you this morning. We glorify you this morning. We lift your name on high this morning. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the everlasting Father. You are the everlasting King. You are the King of glory. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Prince of all our troubles, oh God. And we lay our burdens down to you on this morning. We surrender all to you on this morning. We glorify you on this morning. You are marvelous in all thy works, oh God. You are magnificent in all thy works, oh God. Good or bad, right or wrong, oh God, we trust you, God. We know that Jesus will bring us through, God. We hold on to the ride this morning, God. You are able, God. You are more than able, oh God, and we trust you and we love you, God. We stand in your glory on this morning, oh God. We pray in your glory on this morning, oh God. We pray in the midst, oh God. We know that you're able, Father. You're able to do exceeding and abundantly, oh God. And we trust you this morning. We trust every word that you've spoken over our life. We trust what you're going to do in our life, despite of and in spite of. We lean on our rock, Father. We know that you are the rock that's higher than high, God, and your ways are higher than ours, and we trust you on this morning. We love you. We glorify you. There is none like you, Father. Bring us out, O will. Spring up, O will, and make us whole, Father. We love you. We praise you, and we thank you for the story of Job, God. Confidence, God. Confidence, God, in you. Job believed that you will bring him through, and we trust you even this morning, bringing us through, God, bringing us through our circumstances and our situations, bringing us through, God, whatever we're going through, God. We trust you with our health on this morning. We trust you with bringing us through with our children on this morning. We trust you, God. We trust you, and we love you, and we lift you up in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And now I'd like to turn it over to the host.
Amen. Amen. We need confidence in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our confidence is in him. We give God praise. Isaiah 41 and 10, it says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Hallelujah. We thank God that our trust is in the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We are abiding in peace. We have confidence in Christ. Hallelujah. And we give God all of the praise as he goes before us and as he opens doors and makes things smooth for us. Hallelujah. We give God praise that we have the confidence. Hallelujah. In him. Our trust is in Jesus Christ, and we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn this portion of the service over to Pastor Buckner in a minute. But before you do that, we're at the halfway point. And if anybody has to leave, we totally understand. We want you to go on to our website. Make sure you do that. It's a lot of information there. There's messages there. There's all kind of information that you can get from our website, which is ekcministries.org. Again, that is ekcministries.org. You can go there. You can put up your 1 minute GPS. You can also put in a prayer request. You can even give at that website. And we encourage you all to be honorable. Make sure you support the ministry. Our partners support. And so we want you all to take part, be a partner. Make sure you support the ministry so we can reach more lives, change more lives, and help more people. Hallelujah. And we can do that through the liberal giving of you all. We give God praise for you. We thank you for every gift. We thank you for supporting the ministry. But now I'm going to turn this portion of the ministry over to Pastor Terry Buckner.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. Thank you, Pastor Lenora.
Thank you, everyone who has prayed. Brother Bronson, good to hear from you.
We thank God that God brought you back safely. Thank everyone. God is good. God is good. I'm going to be coming out of Psalm 91 today. Prayer of protection. Oh, I do, though. I want to pray for the those that are on the prayer list this morning, and I pray that they will be strengthened this morning, and they will come to know God in a special way, in a different way. Sometimes when we go through storms, it's meant to maybe separate you, but it actually can strengthen you and bring you closer to the Father, because you'll know when you come out, you'll know that it was God by himself. Hallelujah. The Hunt family, we're praying for them, the entire family, that God would cover them and give them the desires of their heart. Rachel's family, mother, my God, that God would cover her and be a hand of protection. Linda James, the total healing. Roberta and her husband, God would heal them and touch them in Jesus' mighty name. Mercedes, the Lord God, give her the desires of her heart. Manzella, be with her. Hallelujah. LaShonda, the grand, all the grandbabies. LaTanya, healing in the name of Jesus. And all those that we call their names, we pray for their families too. We pray for their, especially their children's children. Hallelujah. We're praying for them and asking God to do what only He can do in the name of Jesus. Praying for all of our mothers, of course, Mother Buchanan, Mother Burgess. Hallelujah. We ask God to cover them. We ask God to be with them and strengthen them. Mother Clark, Mother Goodman, Mother Sumlin, we're asking for prayer. And Sister Hattie Wynn, Shirley and Rosemary Peterson, Izzy, hallelujah, praying for them, praying that God will strengthen them and be with the Marion Payne, Sister Williams, Denise Damons, praying that God will keep her covered and touch her and their entire families also, and Carol Carson. We're asking God. Only God can do it, and we know He can. That's why we talk to the Father. He answers prayer. He's always there, always near, never leaves us nor forsakes us. God is always there. He's consistent, and we talk to the Father. We thank the Lord that we have an opportunity to talk to Him on a daily basis. In Psalm 91, this actually is a soldier's prayer. It's a soldier's prayer, and I know my grandma used to pray this prayer every day. It's that old big old Bible laying on the bed. I used to be laughing. but this is, it's also some promises in here. He says, Psalm 91, I'm going to read it out the living. He says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in Him. For He will rescue you from every trap, and protect you from deadly diseases. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wing. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks up in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday, Though a thousand fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, though evils will not touch you, just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no one will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go. Then He will hold you up with your hands so that you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. And you will crush fierce lions and separate serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When you call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with long life. I give them my salvation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you that, Lord, that we know that we are protected. We thank you that, Lord, that we know that you are our shelter. You are our refuge. We thank you, Lord, that we know that you are our place of safety. We thank you, Lord, and we trust in you all the days of our life. We thank you, Lord, that you will cover us with your feathers and you will shelter us with your wings in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand upon your promises today, Lord, because you have done it before and we believe that you can do it again. We pray, Lord, for all those names that were mentioned. that God, that you will be a shelter and a refuge for those individuals and their families right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray this prayer for the families, Lord, that they will be protected and they will be in shelter. They will be the underneath refuge in Jesus' name. We pray this prayer of protection, God. We ask, God, even in the midnight hour, that your hand would be upon them, that you will send forth angels in Jesus' mighty name, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all the opportunity, all the prayer leads that have been prayed. Everything that was said will be done decent and in order in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come to in the prayer closet again. Hallelujah. We thank you that we can come together as one unit. Hallelujah, and pray for one another in Jesus' mighty name. We're strengthened in our numbers. We're strengthened in our spirit of unity today, and we thank you and we praise you. All those prayers who have went out before us, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for how you answered. Hallelujah. We thank you for your answer in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all the little ones, all the little children, all of them that's on their way to school this morning. We pray the prayer of protection upon them. All of them that get in the classroom this morning, we pray that they will be safe. They will be safe in the name of Jesus, underneath his wings, underneath his feathers. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you in advance, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the parents who take their children to school. There will be safety, no car accidents. Lord, we thank you right now. We pray that they will be safe even on these cold and icy conditions. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the opportunities and doors that you're about to open for the people of God right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for the investments. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for them. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all the Body of Christ Assembly members right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for them. We thank you for all our partners and those who co-labor with us across this land. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every petition that has already been petitioned. And we thank you as we be still and wait on you, God, and we be patient, Lord. We thank you for peace right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the holding on to our faith. Hallelujah. We know the word will increase our faith, and we pray that our faith will increase and get even stronger as we go along this journey. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, and we just love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, because you're good and you're kind and you're very merciful. We thank you in the name of Jesus, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The secret place. Hallelujah, the place of shelter, place of refuge, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all our leaders right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our Pastor Lenora. My God, thank you for her, for strengthening her. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our Bishop for delivering the word each day on the daily bread, the word that strengthens our faith. We thank you. We ask that their families be protected also, that they would also hide underneath the shadow of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, we strengthen them this morning in our prayer. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. All those bishops, Bishop Richardson, Bishop Jakes, all of them, we be blessed this morning. Bishop Blackwell, be blessed. All of them be touched. Their churches be touched. Their members be touched in the name of Jesus. That God will protect them in the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you for them. We thank you for them. We thank you for all those that are outside in the elements that is on this cold, snowy day, that they will be some kind of shield or some kind of shelter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray they will have a warm blanket. We pray that they will have something to eat today. In Jesus' name, we pray that this situation will turn around. We pray that they will get adequate housing right now. Someone is in the line to get new housing, and we pray that that would go forth this morning. Somebody is in line to get a new job. We pray that it would go forth in this morning, new career, a new job and career this morning. We're praying for them right now in the name of Jesus. Praying for those in correctional facilities. Some will be getting released soon from prison, and we pray that they will get a nice job and a nice place to stay, and they will turn that life around for Jesus. We will call on the true and the living God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray, Lord, for all those who don't know you today, those that are lost. We pray they will come to know you in a special way, the unsaved loved ones. We pray that salvation would come to their door in the name of Jesus, understanding that all have sinned and come short of the glory. There's none that are righteous. And we know that the wages of sin is death. Oh, but God, but the gift of God is eternal life. We thank you for the eternal life that you have given us, the gift of the eternal life, the gift of Jesus Christ. We thank you. We thank you. And we want more to come to know Christ in a special way. We say thank you today. Thank you for the opportunity to call you, Father. Thank you for letting us lay down our requests and lay our petitions at your feet. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen and amen. Thank you, people of God. Stay blessed. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay focused. Keep getting that word. Keep getting the daily bread. Keep coming to prayer. Keep seed in the ground. God is not done. God is not finished. Amen. Amen. Turn it over to our host. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Terry. We praise God for you this morning. We feel your prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. We praise God for you. Hallelujah. Don't forget, people of God, that the Lord is always listening. He's always there. He's ready. He's poised to help us, to be our strength, to be our redeemer, to be there for us. He's poised. And all we have to do is put our trust in him, turn to him, ask him, turn it over to him instead of trying to do it ourselves. Hallelujah. We give God praise. Again, go to our website, which is ekcministries.org. You can go there. You can put in your one-minute GPS. You can put your prayer requests in, and you can give. And we're asking all those partners to support through your giving. You do that, again, at our website, or you can use our Cash App, which is $BishopEricClark. Again, that's $BishopEricClark. You can do that. Thank you, Minister Brunson, for your prayer on abiding in peace. Sister Mildred was confidence. And Pastor Terry, his was everything. He touched a little bit of everything. He talked about us healing. He talked about the ministry and the pastors and are just trusting in him. He'll be there for us. And so make sure, hallelujah, that you trust God with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. I am your next prayer lead. I am Pastor Lenora Clark. I'm about to end the prayer. So let's bow our heads right now. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day that you've kept us. We thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for giving us the confidence to know that you are in control, that we are in control. We have your power, the same power that your son Jesus had, and we thank you that you have endowed us with that power, God, to speak to the mountains and they be removed, God, to speak to the winds and the waves and they cease, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that you're keeping us in perfect peace, those whose mind is stayed on you, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God, because you are King of Kings and the one, Holy One of Israel. We lift you up this morning. God, we praise your name. We glorify you. We lift our hands in worship unto you, God. Hallelujah. There's no one like you. No one can even compare to who you are. And we praise God for you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify you, God. We rest right now in your presence. We take a deep breath of life and we exhale, God. We thank you. We thank you for just your spirit that lives on the inside of us. We thank you, God, for pulling us, hallelujah, from different situations and saving our souls, God. God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you that we can turn to you, God, and ask you to come into our lives and change us, God. And God, we thank you that you hear and you answer prayer, God. God, we thank you for being a prayer answering God. We thank you for being a saving God. We thank you for being a healing God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for healing, hearing our cries, God. God, we cast every care that we have on you because you care for us. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that our burdens, we can bring them to you, God, and leave them right there. And you work them out, God. You hear and you answer prayer. And all we have to do is take our hands off the situation and watch you move, God. Watch you deliver, God. Watch you set free, God. Watch you change lives, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise your name, God. God, you're holy and wonderful and kind, God. But God, this morning, I lift up all those who have grandchildren, God. God, all those grandchildren that we have, God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. God, we plead that no hurt, harm, or danger will come near them, God. We speak life to them, God. God, we speak love to them, God. God, we speak peace over them in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for favor over all those grandchildren, God, that are on our heart, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that no weapon that's formed against them will prosper. And all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for the babies, God. We plead the blood. Then we thank you for the children. We plead the blood. And the teenagers, God, we plead the blood, God. God, and the young adults, we plead the blood of Jesus, God. God, we ask for favor. We ask for doors to open, God. God, we ask, hallelujah, that they begin to understand life, God, how life works, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that they won't get caught, hallelujah, doing the wrong thing, God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, the blood over all the grands. I don't know exactly every situation, but the blood of Jesus reaches, God, from mountains to valleys, God. It reaches, hallelujah. And so we ask that the blood cover, the blood reach, the blood change, the blood deliver, the blood set them free, God. Regulate minds, God. God, we bind anxiety, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus over our children, God. God, we plead the blood, the blood over them as they go to and from school, God. God, we plead the blood over them, hallelujah, as they hear your word, God, and trying to process your word, God. Let them understand it, God. We plead the blood, hallelujah. We cover them in your blood, God. We cover them in your goodness and your mercy, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God, over our grandchildren, God. God, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to rest here, God. Hallelujah. Over the grandchildren, God. Those that are going in the wrong direction, God, we pull them back in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Let them, hallelujah, be successful, God. Let them learn through schooling, God. Let them, hallelujah, prosper in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we speak favor over them in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, hallelujah, we thank you and we praise you, God, for every situation that they go through, God. Hallelujah, let them have a learning lesson that you're there, God, that you're right there, God. Regardless of what the situation is, God, hallelujah, we plead the blood of Jesus. The blood can do what I can't, what we can't, God. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah. We plead the blood to cover our grandchildren, God. God, we ask, hallelujah, that our children, God, would teach our grandchildren the word of God. You said train up a child in the way that they should go, hallelujah, and they won't depart, God. God, we know that we've put the word in our children, God, but God, now we're asking for our grandchildren, God, to know you in the power of your might, God, and in the fellowship of your suffering, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that our grandchildren, God, will hear your word and just be able to process it, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, that no isms and schisms, God, would change them, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you give them a heart of clay, God, towards you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We plead the blood over our grandchildren, God. Everyone on this line, God, that has a grandchild, God, we plead the blood over it in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah. From the young adults, God, down to the babies, God, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over our grandchildren. Yes, Lord, the blood. Yes, Lord, the blood of Jesus. Call your grandchild's name out. Call him out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We don't rest here on today in the name of Jesus Christ, God, where those teachers are being hateful, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would change the teachers' hearts, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name where the children are bullying, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name. We ask that it cease in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, where their strength is, God, in school, God. Hallelujah, let them prosper, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, where their strength is in life, God. God, let them prosper, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we plead the blood of Jesus over our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we worship your name on this morning. You're holy, God. You're wonderful, God, and you're kind, God. Hallelujah. We lift you up, God. We lift you up. Again, we thank God this morning. We worship him. We give them praise. We give our grandchildren back to you, God. God, we take our hands off every situation, whether it's homelessness, whether it's hunger, God, whether it's emotional, God. God, whatever the situation is, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you move on their behalf. Open doors for them that no man can open. Close doors that no man can close, God. Use them for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. And we give them to you, God. In Jesus' name, have your way. Amen, amen, amen. All right, everybody, we give God praise. I couldn't just let that go. It just was in my spirit, and so I just had to release that. And thank you all for going there with me. Hallelujah. Understanding that the word of the Lord and the burden that God has put on me, I'm just giving it to you all. Hallelujah. And maybe throughout your day, you'll pray for all of the grandchildren, and we give God praise. Nobody has any special issues. Nobody has told me of any special issues, but we're just lifting them up on this morning. We're giving God praise because that's what's in my spirit, and we praise God again for you all going with me right there and giving him glory and worshiping the Lord with me on their behalf. Hallelujah. We praise God. Again, go to our website, ekcministries.org. Everything you need is right there. Everything. The GPS, the prayer request. You know what? I would like for you all to make sure you give this prayer request information out. So our prayer list, I know everybody has something, and every now and again I get a text and people telling me that they need prayer. But I'm sure you all have people that need prayer. And so have them go to our website, fill out the prayer request, so we can lift them up in prayer. We're here on a regular basis. And so just let's pray together for everyone's need. Hallelujah. We give God praise for that. And then at 9 o'clock, which is right now, as soon as we hang up, Bishop Clark will be live on YouTube. Make sure you go to our YouTube channel and get the word this morning. He's really ministering a word that is life-changing. And so I ask you all to go to our YouTube channel with Bishop Clark at 9 o'clock right after this prayer. God bless you. You all have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. We praise God. Don't forget to lift up those grandkids. I worship
God.
You all have a good day.
Amen.
Thank you.
We live by the Holy Spirit this morning.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Right on. God bless you,
Pastor Lenore. All right, you all be blessed. You all be blessed. Yes. Thank you all for joining us. Give the prayer line to your family and friends. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you
all. Have a great day. Thank you, Pastor.
Love you, too.
Love you. All is well.
Okay.